Because we are so lucky to have Mr. Gene Nider in the house today sharing with us what he knows. It's one of my favorite places to go in the entire nation, is up to Portland. Every time I go there, I get to stay with Mr. Gene Nider at his personal residence. A lot of times, you know, I'm in a hotel when I travel around, but he's got a guest house behind his house that I get my own little pad back there. I get to hang out with him, have a lot of fun. Not only is he very knowledgeable, but just a great guy. And now he's here. And what you get to understand about him being here is he doesn't have a team here in Utah. He's got a large team all over the United States. But he's not here because he's financially motivated to be here. He's here because he's just a good friend. And when I picked up the phone and said, hey, could we ever get you down here to Utah to do an event for us? He's like, absolutely, pick the date. Let me know when. I'm happy to do it. And so with that said, we've got a quick intro on Mr. Nider. We've got the projectors. We got the sound lights. Ladies and gentlemen, $100,000 ringer, Mr. Gene Nider!
Man, for the team, Mr. Hall was up till like 3 in the morning putting that together. Good stuff. All right. You guys ready? All right. I'm just going to pretty much jump right into the training because, you know, I think everybody's here. Most of you saw me Thursday. How many of you guys were there Thursday night? Okay. And how many of you were at the barbecue last night? All right. And then how many were already here this morning at the briefing? Okay. So you pretty much all got my story. What I want to jump into is really kind of you and why you're here. And how can we help all of you get to the next level? And so I believe a lot of that just really comes down to leadership. And that's a lot of what this training here today is about leadership. But I don't know why you're here. You know, for some of you, it's just some extra spending money. And if that's all the further you can think, then that's okay. I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper. For some of you, it might be to pay off some credit cards. Maybe you've been carrying some debt, and that's been really holding you back and being able to do some other things and help some other people. For some of you, maybe it's taxes. You know, the tax man comes knocking all the time. And, you know, just being in business, all the tax advantages are incredible. So, I mean, if you're just getting started in prepaid legal and maybe you're not making that much money yet, you need to really get with some of the leaders and understand, get with your CPA more than anything, understand the tax advantages that you get just being in business. Even if you go the whole year and you barely make anything, you're learning, the tax advantages alone can save you thousands of dollars. So something to really know. Some of you want to put some money away for college for the kids. Some of you getting a little bit up there in years, perhaps, and looking at how we're going to retire. Again, it's a little bit different for everybody. And so I just encourage you to dig deep and really ask yourself why you're here. What is it that you want to get? If all you can try to put in your head is, you know, $500 a month, well, here's what I ask you. What do you want to do with the $500 a month? What would it do for you? What would it do for you and your family? What are some things you would do with that that would make a difference in your life? See, because you've got to anchor yourself big to this business and why you're doing it. Because, life is going to happen. Life is going to happen. It happens every day, every month, every year. Stuff's going to come up. It's going to distract you. You're going to have people trying to pull you away. Things are going to try to pull you away from this business constantly. But if you've got a good anchor as to why you're here, You come home from a hard day's work and say, you know what? I still got to do this. Because the only way I'm going to get what I want is to put in that little extra. And those are some questions only you can really answer for yourself. But where do you want to be 5 years from now? You can change. You know, because basically, the surroundings you're putting around yourself are affecting you every single day. So you can change your life because you can change the way you think. See, it's one thing to daydream, you know, I'll play the lottery and maybe if. That's one thing. But there's a difference between daydreams and goals. And we're going to talk at the end of the day, really getting into setting some goals that will help you move from this level to that level. Because I remember sitting in the seat. I remember going, gosh, you know, I want to be an executive director, and you're not even a manager yet. Right? And that's okay to think that way, but you've got to be able to game plan and set the right goals to get you on that path. You can't just daydream in terms of where you want to go. And it does matter what you're putting in your head every single day will affect you. I joked earlier in the presentation, you know, CNN's constantly negative news, right? And so what we allow in ourselves will affect us every single day. You can control that. That's a conscious decision that if you'll make that, just even that one little thing right there, just make a decision that you're going to decide what's going in will make a ton of difference in terms of what comes out on the other end. So let's move on here real quick. I'm going to try to give you some motivation because some of these numbers can be a little bit staggering. This is from the Social Security Administration. Most people, upon reaching the age 65, don't even have $250 in the bank. 45% are dependent on relatives. 30% are dependent on charity. 23% still working. And only 2% are self-sustaining. These are not our numbers. This is the Social Security Administration. What category do you want to end up in? What category do you want to end up in? You heard some of them say it. I think we should all repeat it at the same time. Say 2%. All right? Another scary number. Again, these are some staggering statistics. That if this doesn't wake some of you up, I don't know what will. Some of you may be so young, you're like, yeah, whatever. Well, let me help some of you. Let's go on. I know you can't read this whole chart, but let me, in essence, tell you what this chart says. Okay? The first column is age. Now, I would say, looking around the room here, the average age is somewhere around, I can't think. 30, he says 30, let's use 35. How's that? Some of you are like, oh, you're generous. Some of you younger guys are like, wait a minute, come on. I got more time. All right, we're just using the average here, right? Now, we also got, say, the average income here. Average income, oh, let's just go somewhere in the middle again here. Let's use $45,000. All right? So, what do you need at only, what do we got, 2% inflation? 3% inflation? So by the time you get to 65, 20 years from now, at only 3% inflation, how much money do you need per year to have the same lifestyle? To have the same lifestyle that doesn't get you by now. At $45,000, you need $109,000 when you turn 65, 20 years from now. So, how much money do you need in the bank to spit off $100,000 a year if you could get 5%? Just a couple million. Just a couple million. Anybody in the room already got their couple million put away? Spit off $100,000 a year so you can have the same lifestyle that doesn't get you by right now? So, how much do you need to save in order to have that money right now? Start saving. How much do you need to save every single month so you can have that in the bank, so you can retire comfortably? Anybody want to take a guess? I heard 300, 400, 500. 3, 4, 5. Do I get 6? Can I get 6? Can I get 7? How about $1,400 a month? That you need to start putting away now so that you can retire at the same lifestyle that isn't getting you by right now. Just put away $1,400, that's all. How many of you believe with a prepaid legal business you could do that? You see, yeah, you bet. I know, it's like, it's pretty sombering. It's like, nobody wants to clap. They're like, $1,400. It is a bit of an eye-opener. I have a little bit of background in finance. I sat down with a financial planner and had gotten these numbers. And I thought to myself, man, people need to see this. Because if you don't have a why, I hope I helped open your eyes a little bit. Because I don't think anybody still wants to be working when they're 65. Yet we go out all the time to Walmart and McDonald's and see people that are still working at that age. And maybe they want to, and that's cool. Want to be around people and help and things like that. But something tells me most of them don't really want to be there. I don't think any of us in this room want to be there. So hopefully I give you a little bit of motivation to get going more on your prepaid legal business. Mr. Robert Kiyosaki here says, rich people build networks. Everybody else looks for work. He took a look at our company, said it's the best compensation plan he'd ever seen. That's why you saw Mr. Hall promoting his book. Mr. Robert Kiyosaki completely endorses this. He says, I wish I'd started prepaid legal before I did my own. You know, you can look up the video on YouTube. Just in the interest of time, I've got a lot of other stuff I want to get to, but I do want to kind of go through this. It's really some of the same stuff. But here's what most people's formula is: to work 40 years of their life, from maybe up to the age of 25. You're playing around. You're doing this. You're doing that. You go on your mission. Whatever. Maybe by the time you're 25, you get serious and go to work for the next 40 years, and that's the formula most people are in to try to create wealth. And it's not working for most people. So, he says, look, you got to get out of the E quadrant, the employee quadrant. Because most people on the left side stand a very little chance of ever gaining any real wealth. And again, some of you already know this and already get this, but some of the younger people, this is just something you got to really get, because there's going to come some days ahead of you when you think of quitting prepaid legal. Because maybe you even get a better job than you have now, and you're thinking, man, I got a raise, I don't need to do that prepaid legal thing anymore. But you got to still look at where you're at. You're in the E quadrant. You're an employee. You're trading time for dollars, and there's only 24 hours in the day, and I don't know about you guys, but I haven't figured out how to get any more. If you ever do figure it out, please let me know. We'll all be rich. There's only 24 hours in the day, and there's very little time beyond, family and job and all those other things. You got a very limited amount of time. And so in the E quadrant, you stand very little chance of gaining wealth. So some people move to the S quadrant and become self-employed. My brother did that. He became a self-employed contractor. He was doing landscaping, painting, pretty much, the handyman do it all. And he was making great income. He got to a point of making about $80,000 a year. And then he got sick one month. And he had no income the next month. See, if you're self-employed, that may be one step better than a job, but you're still employed. Don't fool yourself just because of the word S, self, is in front of it. You're still employed. In fact, in many cases, you may own a business, but the business owns you. See, growing up around my uncle and watching him run his businesses, I knew I wanted to be in business for myself, but I always said to myself, there's got to be a better way than what he's doing. Because he was working 80 hours a week. And he had a good lifestyle and nice home and family and all that stuff, but he had no time to enjoy it. And so I was always looking for that better way. And that's why you got to get to the right side of the quadrant. You got to get in the B quadrant, become a business owner, which you're only a business owner, you're only truly a business owner when you can step away from that business, go on vacation for a month, and it still pays you. Then you know you're truly a business owner. So even in prepaid legal, you're really starting off in the S quadrant, because if you don't do anything, you're not going to make anything. So, you know, you do start off there. But by building a team and building an organization, you allow yourself to get into the B quadrant. And where we all ultimately want to be is in the I quadrant, where we're investing and our money is making us more money. Right? That's why you know, people like Chip Humphreys, who's, you know, a $100,000 ringer in prepaid legal, he actually is a school principal, and he's still a school principal today. Have you guys ever had him here? No? Incredible. We were just fortunately had him in Oregon last month. And what an incredible story. He still works full-time as a school principal, making $100,000 a year with prepaid legal. You think he'll get his couple million put away pretty quick? Be able to retire whenever he wants to? You know, because you got your money making more money for you. So, I'm doing this, and some of this is obvious to a lot of the leaders that have been around for a while. But listen, you can never get this too much in your head. You've got to constantly remind yourself, why are you doing this? What's the long-term goal? What's the pot at the end of the rainbow? Where is it you're going to be 5-10 years from now that's going to help you put in the hard work now? Because it is hard work. This is not a fantasy. It's not a lottery ticket. It does take work to build this business. But I'm telling you, it is worth it. It is worth it beyond any business I've ever seen. No employees, no overhead, none of those headaches. I'm not saying there won't be some headaches. You're dealing with people. Of course there will be. But compared to most businesses, look, that is why you've got wealthy people like Robert Kiyosaki and even Donald Trump endorsing this industry, because they recognize it's one of the best ways for the average person to be able to get there, because you stand a very small chance of creating wealth on that side and much better chance on the right-hand side, all right? So, without a good product or service, the company and the compensation plan doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Understand, you guys, I tried at least a dozen different companies back in when I was in my 20s. I took a big break, and I swore I probably would never do network marketing again. But it was this membership. This so unique, something that has incredible value, that helps other people, that stands on its own without an opportunity. That's the real test of an opportunity. Can you sell the product or service and provide huge value in the marketplace without an opportunity attached? That is the real test of an opportunity. So you're going to have people come to you now that you're in an opportunity. You're going to all of a sudden have people calling you that never called you before, trying to pitch you other things. And you're going to even have some of them that say, you know, I tried that prepaid legal thing. Yeah, but they weren't here at the Super Saturday, but they tried it, right? They never put in the work to actually learn. It's kind of like my gym club membership. Just because I have a gym club membership doesn't mean I'm going to get in shape. Some of you can tell I'm working to get in shape right now. Shape of an O, but I'm working at it, right? You see, don't be fooled. You're going to have people out there trying to tell you different things. They're going to say, well, it doesn't matter what the product or service is. Just an opportunity. This is an opportunity to launder money amongst friends is what it is. If you don't have a good product or service, you don't really have an opportunity. You've got to have something that has true value in the marketplace. I want to play a quick little video here, because I bet most people in the room have encountered this conversation. And I hope you get a little bit out of it, but I know you'll also just enjoy it more than anything. So we've still got some volume and things like that. So let's just jump on into this.
I have decided that my job sucks, the economy sucks, and the only way things are going to get better is if I do something about it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to build a network marketing business.
What is network marketing?
A network marketing company allows you to build your own business by creating a group of distributors and customers that consume the products sold by the company.
That sounds like one of those pyramid things.
What do you mean by pyramid things?
One of those things where the only people that make lots of money are the people at the top.
You mean like the company you work for?
But don't you have to get in early to make any money?
Actually, in a good network marketing company, you can make more money than the people above you if you are more productive.
Are you sure it isn't a pyramid scheme?
Yes.
How are you so sure?
A pyramid scheme is where you make all of your money by recruiting others and there is no product or service being exchanged.
It still sounds like a pyramid scheme.
In a legitimate network marketing company, you make most or all of your money from people using the products.
It still sounds like a pyramid scheme.
In what way?
Because when you draw it out, it looks like a pyramid.
How is that relevant?
It just seems like a pyramid scheme.
If you were to draw out the organization chart of the company you work for, what shape would it be?
A pyramid.
If you were to draw out the organization chart of the church you go to, what shape would it be?
A pyramid.
If you were to draw out the organization chart of the Girl Scouts, what shape would it be?
A pyramid.
Are you understanding my point?
Yes. I had no idea there were so many pyramid schemes out there. Do you really think you can make money with your pyramid scheme?
According to the U.S. Department of Labor and the Direct Selling Association, with the same time and effort, I'm 5 times more likely to earn over $100,000 in network marketing than at my life-sucking job.
Yes. I hate my job, too. That is why I play the lotto every day after work. 16, 22, 84, baby.
Maybe you should start your own business also instead of completely leaving your future to chance.
But I have heard people say negative things about network marketing.
Like who?
Like my brother-in-law.
Is he wealthy?
No.
Does he own his own business?
No.
Would you consider him a credible expert on the subject?
No.
Would you consider him a credible expert on any subject?
Not really. But why do some people say network marketing doesn't work?
For the same reason that some people think our government's Social Security program is sustainable. Total ignorance.
Are there any credible experts that support network marketing?
Have you heard of Robert Kiyosaki, the author of one of the top-selling financial books of all time?
No.
He is a big supporter of network marketing. He calls it the perfect business. Have you heard of Donald Trump?
Yes, he has funny hair.
He is also a big supporter of network marketing. Have you heard of Warren Buffett, the most successful investor of all time?
No.
He is also a supporter of network marketing.
And you think these people are more credible experts than my brother-in-law?
Yes.
I still think it sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Are you kidding me? Have you been listening to anything that I have said?
Yes, but I still think it is a pyramid scheme.
Can you please explain your argument?
I just think it is a pyramid scheme.
I think I'm going to leave now.
Wait, aren't you going to try to recruit me?
No.
Why not?
I thought you said it was a pyramid scheme.
I did, but I think I want to join now.
I would rather shove thumbtacks into my eyes and walk into traffic than have an incompetent moron like you on my team.
Oh. Okay. Talk to you later then.
Not likely.
How many of you have had that conversation before, huh? Sometimes there's nothing you can do, all right? You just got to understand. But hopefully you get a little bit better understanding of what's going on here. For those that I'm just going to save myself a little time because people always ask me afterwards, can I get a copy of that? You can find it on YouTube. Just look up pyramid cartoon. Just type in pyramid cartoon and you'll find it. There's a few different versions out there. But you got to just appreciate and understand where we're at is so different. Because one thing you want to learn right away about this industry, this game, this network marketing in general, is that there are going to be people that quit. In fact, this may be a bit of a shocker, more people will quit than those that stay. I'm just telling you right now. I think it's better you know. You know, when I'm driving down the road, if I don't see the pothole, it jerks the wheel out of my hands. But if I see the pothole in front of me, I can more easily manage it. Don't be afraid to share what's really the real part of this business with people. Look, more people are not going to do things than those that do. Look, I have 18,000 people in my organization. Most of them doing nothing. Zero. But on any given month, several hundred do something. You can have more people doing nothing than those that are and still make a six-figure income. The numbers will work. Okay? It's just part of it. Here's one of the beauties that make prepaid legal different. When people quit, most of them still keep the membership. Here's why. Compared to the typical network marketing company, product A, we'll say, most of them are some vitamin, lotion, potion, pill, skincare, pots, pans, candles, you name it, right? Most of them are some type of beauty aid that you can go down to the store and buy. You can go to Walmart or Costco and probably buy something cheaper. But I know some of them have special ingredients that are from, you know, a certain island off the coast of this certain, you know, seaweed or whatever it is, right? So, yeah, I understand. Some of them are special. But they've all got something special. And here's what happens. In most cases, when you get involved in a product-type company, you have to get on what they call auto-ship, and you're buying $100, $200 worth of stuff every month. Whether you're actually selling it or not, you might just be stocking it in your garage. That's why people say you got to be garage qualified. In prepaid legal, you can't have a garage full of lawyers. We can only sign you up for one membership. I can't sell you a case of memberships. Now you might get a case of applications because you want to go sign up a bunch of people, but no inventory. But here's what happens in your typical network marketing company. There becomes this, you know, a lot of times it's always the hype around some pre-launch type thing. And hey, get in early, get in now, get in before everybody else. And volumes are created because people are buying and stocking up their inventory. And so, yeah, there's even some, you know, some of those checks they talk about are real. But here's what happens. Eventually it runs its course and things start to slow down because they don't have real value in the marketplace. Once your garage gets full, you're going to slow down on how much you buy. That's what happens out there. Okay? So the leaders at the top see that the volume is starting to drop, so they start looking for the next deal. Because see, if they can take everybody to the next deal, then everybody's got to rebuy product all over again. So what happens is, you know, they go find company B, which has, you know, everything that company A had and all the ingredients, and then it has that one more special ingredient. See, we got all the same thing, but now we got this. So they go to company B. Now, how many of you believe if they take a lot of their people with them, and now in company B you need to be buying your, let's just say $100 a month, a lot of them it's more, but let's say you're buying your $100 a month of that product or samples and coffee or whatever it is, right? Because you got to hand out half of it to try to get any business. Now, how many of you believe if now you got to spend $100 a month in company B, how many believe you're probably not going to still be buying the $100 a month in company A? Yes or yes? So where's the residual income? There is none. See, other companies try to talk about residual income, but they don't really have any. What they're really talking about is overrides. There is no true residual income. You see, because now they're buying product B instead of product A. Or they just quit altogether and they go back down to the store and buy it cheaper. Now, some of you say, well, why are you sharing all this? Because of the 18,000 associates that I have in prepaid legal that even though they aren't doing anything, many of them still have their membership. Because you can't go down to the store and buy one cheaper. Are you beginning to understand this is different? This is not just another network marketing company. The more you understand this, the more you're going to be able to guard and protect you and your organization because they are going to get attacked out there. You guys probably know better than most because you got, I don't know how many companies like based right here in Salt Lake, Utah. Most of them, right? So you guys know this story better than most, but I'm telling you, this is education you want to share with new people so that they can guard and protect themselves and their business as they grow it. Because there really is no residual income in any other company that I've ever seen. This is totally different. It's got all the elements that all the experts say you've got to have a true opportunity. You've got to have a huge expanding market. Do we have a huge expanding market? I mean, we've only got, 2-3% market penetration, and we're never going to saturate. Because in the words of Dave Cibola, this is really one word from Dave Cibola of why we will never saturate. Sex. I'm just saying. There's more people. Look at you just Google it when you go home. How many people turn 18 every year? It's more people than we're actually signing up. So, because I've had people come to me and say, well, Gene, I know you've been doing this thing for 10 plus years or so, and you're still only at 2% market penetration. Yeah, it's because you guys won't stop having sex. Because the population is still outgrowing us. You guys got to understand how big this is. Number two, it's non-Me Too. It's unique. Again, you can't go down to the store and buy it. Number three, timing. Timing is even better today than when I started. I mean, for some of you, I look in the room and I'm thinking, who's the gentleman who was 21 killing it over here? I'm like, gosh, I wish I found this when I was 21. I'd be done. Done! It's so hard to express what we have in front of us, you guys, and what we're getting ready to go into here in Dallas. I mean, we're launching a whole new company. I feel like I'm starting all over, like a brand new little baby that is now okay, yeah, I'm making six figures now, but now there's an opportunity to double and triple and quadruple that. Most of you just don't even have a grasp and understanding of where we're going today. Just try to wrap your mind around it. Pretend like you won the lottery and close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes right now and pretend like you just got the phone call that said you just won $1 million. What would you do with it? How would it change your lifestyle? How would it change your address? Would it change what car you're driving? Would it change what you give to the church? Would it change the people around you and the lives and how many you could help? I'm telling you, you can win the lottery right here in prepaid legal. You got to put in some work though. And maybe it takes you 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But you can get that same phone call. Go ahead and open your eyes. I know some of you are taking notes. I'll give you just a quick second. But this has all the elements. All the experts say this is what it takes to really have an opportunity in front of you. Another author outlining the same kind of stuff, saying this is what you need for a real opportunity. Integrity, does this company have integrity? I mean, it started with Mr. Stonecipher. I don't know if there's a gentleman that had more integrity than him. Listen, let me talk about integrity for a second. My mentor, my upline, Mr. Larry Lemke, joined Prepaid Legal in 1987. Now, here's a little bit of the story behind the story. Some of you have heard John Hale's story. Most of you heard John Hale's story? Okay, how many of you have not heard John Hale's story? Okay, here's the short version. He was the guy who talked Mr. Stonecipher into doing network marketing. It took him a year to talk him into it. And then finally Mr. Stonecipher said, okay, I'll let you try it out, but here's the stipulations. You need to go at least 500 miles away from the home office. Can you imagine you're joining the company today, and we say, okay, we're going to let you join, but you need to go 500 miles away to do business. How many would have signed up for that one? And you don't get to use the prepaid legal name. You've got to operate under a different name. So he created his own network marketing company that was basically a marketing arm of Prepaid Legal. That company was called TVC, called The Vital Connection. That's the company my mentor, Larry Lemke, originally went to work for. He worked for that for 3 months. In those 3 months, built a small team of people. They signed up for about 350 memberships. And then a situation arose that forced him to put it on the back burner. In fact, most of the company had to kind of slow down operations at that point because they were still, a lot of the states were still trying to figure out, is this an insurance? Do we need to have people get licensed, et cetera, et cetera. So there was a period of about 4 or 5 years where the company basically stopped marketing. And probably one of the best things that ever happened to them because they became debt-free because all the memberships in the, during those years paid off the debt of the company and they became debt-free, cash-rich, and then banks were wanting to give them money. And that's when they relaunched in, really in 1992-93 and went nationwide. But here's why I talk about integrity in this story. You see, Larry Lemke was actually getting his residual based on the contract with TBC. He was a marketing rep for TBC, not Prepaid Legal. Mr. Stonecipher could have said, hey, we don't need to pay that. That company doesn't exist anymore. But no, he made good on all of that. Paid residual to everybody, even though people hadn't done stuff for years, continued to pay those residuals to inactive associates. Is that integrity or what? Did I talk long enough for everybody to copy it down? I saw most of you snapping pictures, things like that, so I'm going to go on. All right, I've got a lot to cover in a short period of time. So the question you really need to be asking yourself is, well, what if it doesn't work? No. What if it does work? See, too many people are sitting around at home thinking, well, what if it doesn't work? What do people think about me? Quit whining. This is not a business for whiners. If you want to win, you can't be a whiner. You've got to be asking yourself, what if this does work? What? How could this change my life? Otherwise, you're living in fear. And you are limiting yourself in so many other areas of your life. Be asking yourself every day, what if this does work? What if this does work? What if this does work? How would it change what you do tomorrow? If you knew 100% you put in the work for the next 3 years, you're making 100 grand a year ring earner with Prepaid Legal. How much harder would you work tomorrow if you knew that to be a fact? See, that's what you need to do is act as if right now. The sooner you can take on that belief, the sooner you will start moving towards it becoming a reality. Look at it. The biggest sale you're going to make every day is sell yourself. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here a little bit because you're here today. How many people in your team you wish you had here today? Right? See, they're not selling themselves because they made an excuse to go do something else. And you know what? I'm not telling you to leave them behind necessarily, but I'm telling you to leave them behind. Somebody asked a question at the barbecue last night that I think is really something that needs to be said all the time. The question was, you know, how do I motivate my team? How do I motivate my people? Does anybody ever wonder that? Okay? And those of you there know what I answered. The best way you can motivate them is to go have success without them. Now, keep calling them and letting them know the success you're having. But don't just try to call to motivate them. You need to go on and have more success and share that success with them. That's the only thing that can motivate and inspire them. So whose opinions are you taking? Again, selling myself every day. Look, whether you guys get a lot out of this presentation today or not, here's what I know. Prepaid Legal got deeper in me just putting the presentation together. I would recommend to even some of you, maybe you're new. Look, pretend like you're doing the presentation. You will internalize the information more than ever. See, I am 100% bulletproof. When somebody comes to me and says, oh, that doesn't work, that's one of those things, whatever. Look, I'm constantly reminding myself that Look at these great people that are endorsing Prepaid Legal. These are not stupid people. These are not people just, you know, taking a paycheck. These are people that have big reputations, putting them on the line, endorsing Prepaid Legal. Attorney generals, United States Chamber of Commerce, etc. Again, remember, all the magazines endorsing Prepaid Legal. Article some of you may not have seen if you only started here recently. This article came out a couple years ago. Showed Prepaid Legal right there with Amazon.com. 4,300% growth in 15 years. That's not something that's a fly-by-night. That's going to be here and gone. Again, selling yourself every single day. Now endorsed by the National Association of Attorney Generals. Now, we've been endorsed by the American Bar Association for a long time, but only recently now the actual National Association of Attorney Generals has come on board to endorse Prepaid Legal plans. They understand this is the future of the industry as well. And again, you just got to ask yourself, how can you question your belief at all if you put this stuff in your head every day? Every day. You will stop questioning yourself. You will stop letting anybody who questions you have any impact on you whatsoever. Because that's what most of this is about, is really more about what's going on between the 6 inches in your head. Between those ears, those 6 inches. All the successful failure in this business is right here. Prepaid Legal works, you guys. I mean, if you don't have a profile of success, and I could see many of you are very good at promoting that around here because I signed a lot of books today. But I'm telling you, every brand new person, you need to call the company and order one of these now. If they don't have them in the back, pick one up. I do not go anywhere without this book. Me and my wife could be going to the store, and I grab my profiles of success. This is my number two recruiting tool. I don't go anywhere without it, because this is the belief killer right there, the skeptic killer, is what I should really say. There's too much proof here. Again, if you will work on yourself and building that belief within you, nothing else is going to stop you out there. You saw that chart earlier in my presentation. Look at this. These are some hard, cold facts. Prepaid Legal paid out over $1 billion in commissions in the last 10 years. $1 billion paid out in commissions. Well, that thing doesn't work. Over 10,000 associates receiving renewal income. I had an associate come to my house not that long ago. Called me up. I hadn't heard from him in a long time. He said, "Gene, I need to stop by and pick up a few brochures and applications." And I'm like, "Gordon, I haven't heard from you in about a year. How you been?" He's like, "Oh, I've been good. You know, just busy with this and that and da da da." And so he came by the house. We had a cup of coffee, and he said, "Do you know I've actually been getting about $300-$400 a month from Prepaid Legal?" I said, "No, I had no idea." He said, "Yeah, you know, I guess all that stuff I did in the past is paying me residual income. I think I want to get back to work." Some people, it takes a little while to sink in, right? But he figured, you know what? This thing works. He loves getting that check every month. He might not be doing a lot with Prepaid Legal, but he picked up some more brochures and applications. Had some more people he was going to go sign up. People just like him receiving that renewal income that aren't even doing anything out there. This is another thing that separates us from the rest of the industry, you guys, is that more of our clients are just members than associates. Most network marketing companies, the ratio is maybe 1.5 customers per rep. Maybe 2. But for us, it's like 7 or 8 to 1. That's the test, again, of a real opportunity that the product or service stands alone on the market without an opportunity attached to it. See, sometimes people will twist their mind to buy into a great product only because there's an opportunity attached to it. But when thousands of people are signing up for Prepaid Legal every single month without an opportunity, again, how can you question yourself or the opportunity at all? All right, let's move on. And now again, looking towards our future of where we're going. When you look at Mid-Ocean Partners and everything they're putting together, man, I wish I could tell you everything that's going to happen in Dallas. I wish I knew everything that was happening in Dallas. I'm telling you, this has been like almost weird because I've always been able to find out the little secrets of what's going on, what's happening. And they have been tight-lipped about what's coming out. But I know they've spent several million dollars in the tens of millions of dollars to basically relaunch and rebrand and remarket Prepaid Legal in a whole new way that many of us, again, I don't think can really even understand where we're going today. How many of you are already going to Dallas? How many of you are already going to Dallas? Wow! Pretty much, that's most of the room already. Does there happen to be, now look, I know we're getting close to time here and getting pretty close to going, so plane flights are going to get a little bit tougher, but somebody sent me an email just yesterday. There were still some cheap flights, even in the $300 range. You know, go out and sign up three, four memberships, you've got it, right? But I would venture to say, because I know you guys here in Utah, there's somebody driving, isn't there? You guys like to drive, man. Do we have any people that are driving? Raise all your hands. Wow! That's quite a few. Look, keep those hands up again for a second. Now, for all the other, keep them up. All the other people that still haven't figured out if you're going to Dallas, you need to look around the room and see the hands here. They're driving. You need to ask around and find out who maybe has another seat. Because I know there's new people out there going, I'll go to the next one. I have heard that for 14 years. And most of the time, there is no next one. Because you may not be around 6 months from now. Because you were not able to internalize that belief enough to be able to strengthen and go forward in your business. I'm telling you, do anything at all costs to get to Dallas. If you're brand new, you just started today, I'm telling you, go to our convention in Dallas next week. If you started a brand new job and they said, you need to go to our convention in Dallas next week, you would go. You would even think about it. And that's how you should treat this too. Clear your schedule, cancel things, whatever you got to do. Go. First convention, I shouldn't say just the first convention, there's been many conventions. I slept on the floor. Just because I was so tight on dollars, but I wanted to get there so that I could get that information and be able to come back and run with it and be stronger than ever and be the leader for my team to bring that information, not just get the information secondhand. It is no joke when you hear people say it'll take 6 months off your learning curve. By not going, you are stalling your business 6 months. And I know, especially when you're brand new, sometimes it's a struggle to even think about going to convention. I'm telling you, change your mindset for just even a few days. Instead of saying to yourself, I can't afford to go, say this to yourself. What do I need to accomplish to be able to go? What do I need to be able to accomplish to go? And express that with your upline, with your support team, to say, I don't think I'm going to be able to go, but I'm going to try to have a positive mindset about it and say, here's what I need to make happen in order for me to go. And talk with your support team. Talk with your upline. And if you'll take that mindset, I'll guarantee you they will do whatever it takes to help you make it happen. And I'm going to take some other questions here at the end, but I'll take one right now. You had your hand up, sir.
I'll apologize for taking your time, but I'm looking for a
Give him a hand for just standing up and putting himself out there, you guys. Good. Good stuff. I know we're going to go, by the way, afterwards today. This might be a time for, everybody to maybe gather out there, but we're going to go to Iggy's afterwards. Is that right? Because there's, who's playing? BYU is going to get beat by Ole Miss. Is that it? Oh, I think we got Utes here, right? Is there more Utes, right? Is that what it is? Am I saying it right? Okay. How many are for BYU? Oh, okay. It's about 50-50. Okay, all right. I see we got a little rivalry going here. All right. Look. Look, I know many of you guys have been hammered on about Dallas, and I'm probably going out of order, and all, I don't care. I'm going to spend another minute on this because it's that important. How many of you remember when you were a little kid and doing the puzzles, jigsaw puzzles? Anybody do a jigsaw puzzle? How many of you guys just aren't going to raise your damn hand? All right, you've all done a jigsaw puzzle, right? Okay. Now, when you pour out all the pieces and you got them all face up and all, what's usually the first part of the puzzle you do? You do the outside, right? Do the outside because they all got the the one side you can figure out and all that, right? Everybody does the outside. Okay. That's partly what you do in your pre legal business at first is you getting some of those basics out of the way, doing the outside, the stuff that's easiest, right? Putting those ducks in a row. But ultimately, you start getting down to it and getting these centerpieces, and then you start looking at the different colors, and sometimes it's not always very clear which pieces go where because some of the colors start to blend together and things like that, right? Okay, that begins to happen in your prepaid legal business, too. Because, you had somebody come last month for Super Saturday, you got me this month, and you get some little different things. And sometimes it can even be a little confusing because maybe you get conflicting messages here and there. But overall, we're pretty much saying the same stuff, just saying it in different ways. But still, you're not quite always sure, how this all goes together. So ultimately, when you start struggling on the puzzle, what do we usually do? Look at the box, right? Pull out the box and flip it over and put it next to everything. So that you can see the bigger picture. You see, without that bigger picture, you won't know how to put the pieces of the puzzle together right. And going to convention allows you to get that bigger picture so that then you can see how all these little pieces of the puzzle work together and mesh together and become this beautiful picture that can change your future. You've got to go see the bigger picture. Because without it, it'll still be a puzzle. That was good, huh? That was good. I stole that from somebody else. Look, that's what we do, you guys. You do not have to get creative and original. And I'm probably just one of the few that might admit it. Because, I think I tell it pretty good. But I stole it from somebody else. I did. Look, there is not an original bone in my body, all right? I am one of the least creative persons you will ever meet, right? All I have done is become a really good copycat. One of the things I learned when I was on the cruise ship, I was on the cruise ship for 3 years, and again, I worked my way up to cruise director, and the cruise director oversees entertainment and music and the shows and all that stuff. And I was always amazed at some of these acts that would come on, and for those of you who've been on the cruise know what I'm talking about, but they actually come on as probably the best gig ever, if you have any entertainment at all. It's the best gig ever. They get to come on, they maybe do their 2 shows a week, and the rest of the time they are a passenger with all expense paid. Right? And there was this one guy, this comedian, and his first name was Don, and I'm escaping on his last name right now, but he would do the same exact act every single week without exception. In fact, it got to the point where I knew the next line coming out of his mouth. I knew the timing. I knew the punchline. Everything. And I'm like, why don't you ever, make, why is it the same thing? He goes, when something works, you don't mess with it. And he was getting paid like 10 grand a month. So just do his 2 shows and be funny and be a passenger the rest of the time. And he told the same stupid jokes every single week. I'm telling you, it was funny for a while, and then it was just like, oh gosh, Don's on again. But for the passengers, they were dying laughing. And I learned that it was not just with that comedian. I watched this for 3 years, different acts that would come on. When they got their act down, they did not mess with it. They did the same thing over and over and over and over. And that's what you want to learn to do in prepaid legal. You don't have to be creative. You don't have to mix it up. You don't have to be original. Just be a good copycat. As you will hear Mr. Darnell Self say next month, you just got to copy the right cat. All right? So, I already did that one. So, are you ready? Okay. We're going to write. So, you got to ask yourself the big question. Do you have a burning desire to change your situation? Is it a burning desire? Is it just kind of like, well, I want to. I kind of want to. Or is it, no, I need to. I got to. You got to find that reason deep inside you. Because without that, without these things right here, you will not have success in prepaid legal. I'm telling you. You've got to dig down and find out what your burning desire is. Number two, you have to have a high level of belief. And that's what I've been talking about for the last half hour, is building your belief. Because without your belief, you will not go out there and do anything. I can tell you what to say, how to go say it, give you every line in the book. But if you don't have the belief in you, it doesn't matter. Because I know a lot of you are like, well, just tell me how to do this thing. That's why I haven't told you how to do anything, have I? Except work on this. Because if you don't work on this, none of the rest of it matters. So, again, it's your personal responsibility to work on you. And be mindful of the people around you. Because they can also zap your mojo. Number three, are you willing to go to work? And the question you got to ask yourself here, because everybody always says, well, yeah, I'm willing to go to work. Now, are you willing to go to work every day, even when you don't feel like it? Are you willing to be the toughest boss you've ever had on yourself? See, you hear people say all the time, treat this like a business. Probably heard that comment before? Okay? I'm not going to tell you to treat it like a business. I'm going to tell you to treat it like a second job. See, maybe somebody just started in the last month or two, they're willing to help me out. Sir that stood up there, what's your name?
Brett.
What is it?
Brett.
Brett. Brett, do you have a job right now?
I do.
Okay, do you have two jobs?
I do.
You do have two jobs. You have three with this one. This is not a job. You have two jobs to pay the bills, and you're working part-time on your fortune. Okay, I'm just helping you. When people ask you, you say, I got a couple jobs to pay the bills, and I'm working part-time on my fortune. Okay? Now, on that second job, is one of them full-time, one of them part-time?
Both full-time.
Both full-time. Wow. Give Brett another hand, would you? Okay. Now, let me ask you, Brett. You obviously got a pretty tough schedule, pretty tough calendar, and so obviously one of those jobs probably needed to, you know, work that schedule around the other job, or maybe you just don't sleep. but, you know, when they made out that schedule and you said, okay, look, here's the time I have. I've got this job, and here's the schedule I already have at that job, and here's my family obligations and church, and so you had these other time slots open, right? And you filled that in with the other job. Okay? Now, let me ask you, on Monday, if you didn't show up when they scheduled you, what would happen at that job?
First job, I would lose my job. The second job, I've got to make it up another day.
Okay. And if that happened over and over, what would probably happen with that?
I'd lose my home and household, lifestyle, and both jobs.
And both jobs, okay. So here's why I say don't treat it like a business, treat it like a second job. Because what you want to do is be like Brett. You've got your job now. You need to get out your calendar. You know, 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, till, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And book every single hour of your day. If you're not planning your day by the hour, you are letting it happen to you instead of controlling your day. And what you want to do is put in all the obligations you have now, job, kids, church, whatever is in your calendar. Fill that stuff in first. And then all the open slots you have, fill in when you're going to do prepaid legal. You are the boss. You are the CEO of your company, and you are scheduling your employee to work on this time. Your employee just also happens to be you. what happens if you don't show up? You got to look in the mirror and go, self, you're fired. The good news is you can get up the next day and go, self, I'm going to give you another shot. But see, you've got to get that discipline with your schedule. Otherwise, you're allowing it to just happen loosey-goosey. And if you take it casually, you will be a casualty. If you take it serious, like a second job, that you could get fired if you don't show up, then you will excel beyond what any job will ever pay you. And that's the mindset you've got to have with this. It's not just are you willing to go to work, but are you willing to discipline yourself to follow that schedule? Number four, are you coachable? Any one of these things can be the killer of your demise in prepaid legal. It's not just, in fact, prepaid legal. It could be any business you go do out there. If you don't have these four elements, you are not going to make it in anything. You may just be getting by at a job, but I'm telling you, if you want to have a high level of success in anything, even if it's golf, you better have a good desire. You better have a high level of belief. You better be willing to go to work, and you better be coachable. And being coachable means also following direction when you don't agree. Because a lot of people think they're coachable and say they're coachable as long as they agree with it. But then when something comes up that you're like, no, you don't get to have that distinction. Being coachable means being coachable. See, even Tiger Woods has a coach. He probably needs a new one right now, but he has one. Michael Jordan had a coach. All great athletes, people of any high level of success, have coaches. You've got to be willing to be coached. You've got to be willing to bend. You've got to be willing to change. You've got to be willing to try a few new things, even when you don't agree with it, because there's a proven formula for success here. And if you want to go do it your way, good luck. Look, I used to be one of those, and I had all the big ideas. And here's what my mentor, Larry Lemke, said to me. He said, Gene, now you had to kind of know Larry a little bit, all right? He's, maybe a product of the 70s a bit, okay? And he would say, Gene, listen, man, let me get you making about $10,000 a month, and then I'll listen to all your groovy ideas. And he would usually, wipe his brow. He was very animated. And you know what? Here's what I found. Once I started making $10,000 a month, did I really understand what he was saying. Because I just get dumber every year in this business. Because you do not need to reinvent the wheel. You do not need to be creative at all. You just need to plug in with what we've got right here. Look, you go ahead. Yeah. Because here's what happens. Here's what happens if you're not coachable, you're not duplicating, and here's what happens to most associates. See, the experts know 100% of the information. Now, I know that might be debatable in my case, but I am today the expert, all right? And how many of you agree that you got some people that aren't here today, right? And some of you, are going to try to take this information and go back to your associates. And you're going to try to teach them. Oh, man, you missed it. Oh, cool. Can you tell me all about it? And some of you will make that mistake of, because you want to motivate them. You want to help them, right? So some of you are going to be like, hey, we'll get together and I'll go coach. Okay? Not the best use of your time, by the way, but that's a different part of the training. All right? But here's what happens. Most people don't retain but about 7% or so. But you're all prepaid legal associates. You are exceptional. More than exceptional, you're geniuses. And so you guys retain about 50% of the information. So you're going to go teach your new associate, and they're going to get 50% of the information. And then they are going to go to their associates, and they're geniuses too, even though they weren't here today, but they're still geniuses because they're in prepaid legal, right? And so they're going to go to their associates, that weren't here today and try to teach them, and they're going to get 50% of the 50%. So now they got 25% of the information. And now those associates are going to go try to share the information with their associates, and they get 50% of the 50% of the 50%. So now they got 12% of the information. And you can see this doesn't take very long to go down, even with a bunch of geniuses, but our associates begin to look like this. This isn't working. Why isn't this working? I just don't understand why this isn't working. All you've got to do is learn to become a master promoter of the events, because it will do the heavy lifting for you. Look, I saw on the way in a bunch of those paragliders out there. You guys got like one of the best spots in the entire country for paragliding, right? Is that what it's called, paragliding, right? Okay. And I've always wanted to do that. I have jumped out of a plane, perfectly working plane before. I've done that. All right. Worked great. I jumped out of it. So I want to try that next time I come back. Do you want me to come back next time, by the way? You tell Dave Hawley he's got to take me paragliding, all right? All right. So, if you guys, how many of you here have ever tried it, by the way? Anybody here ever try it? Do we have anybody in the room? Oh, you got a couple people in the room? Okay, fantastic. Sir, did you raise your hand? Yeah, how many times have you done it?
Once.
Once? Okay, fantastic. Okay, would you come up here for just a second? Okay. All right. Real quick. What's your name?
Anthony.
Give Anthony a big hand, everybody. All right? Okay. Anthony, you went paragliding. What's that? Now, I'm sure it was a tandem situation, right? Kevin, did you have to take any sort of class and stuff? Any time? No, so it's not like me jumping out of a plane. I had to go through a few hours of class.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But nonetheless, you've done it once, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Is there anybody here that would like to go paragliding with him? Because he's done it once. He's going to take you out and he's going to... Why not? It's inexperience. You wouldn't risk your life to go with somebody who went paragliding one time, right? Why are you risking your life in prepaid legal? Allowing people to try to pass on the information. Give Anthony another big hand, would you? All right, thanks. Okay. See, that's what it's like, you guys. Just because somebody did it one time, you wouldn't risk your life and let him be the one you're going to latch on to, right? But that's what's happening sometimes in your prepaid legal business, is you're passing on the information. Look, people that did not make it here today, when you talk to them and say, they say, well, what did I miss? You say, oh, man, you missed it. Well, what was it? I can't even describe it. There's no way I could go through the information. You missed it. You just got to be there next time. See, because the other thing is, you are not teaching your people to do it. If you spend even a half hour trying to reteach them the information, you are setting one of the worst precedences you could set in your entire business, because you're sending a message, it's okay. And it's okay for them to do the same thing. And you will have this happen all the time. Instead of getting them to the event, getting them in front of the information where they get 100% of the information, and then that's when we get associates with a big smiley on their face, because everybody's moving in the same direction at the same pace, getting the same information, and it does the heavy lifting. Look, I don't have time to drive all over town and let me teach you for an hour. I got associates all the time. Well, hey, can you just come give me some training? No, you need to come to the training, because we're training 200 people. That's leverage. And isn't that what you all want in your life and in your business, is leverage? And so, look, you're going to have some incredible superstars out there that just won't plug in. And you're saying, man, if they would just plug in. And so you keep trying to give them some time. What you need to do is move on and find people who will plug in. And that's when your team will begin to explode, because you'll find people who are going to buy into the system and take off with you. Isn't that what y'all want? All right. All right, I'm going to move pretty quickly here. Are we doing on time? We're great. All right, some key beliefs. You got to think big and dream big. Look, I told you before, if you take it casually, you'll be a casualty. You've got to say to yourself, this is a real business. This is not one of those things. This is a real business. And if you treat it as such, it'll pay you as such. Take responsibility for business. It's nobody else's fault. It's not my upline's fault. It's not my downline's fault. It's my fault. It's my business. I either haven't promoted well enough or I just haven't recruited enough. Where you're at in your business today is your business. It's your responsibility. The sooner you take control and leadership of your business, the sooner you'll start to grow. Because you will treat it entirely different as your business instead of just part of the business. All right? I respect, appreciate, and value my support team. They're not making money off of me. They're making money with me. It is a fair exchange of value. They are helping me, and in exchange, they earn overrides. Don't ever get caught up in that thing, well, oh, they're making money off of me. They should give me DVDs. Or they're making money off of me, so they should pay my way in. That is called a poverty consciousness mindset. You have not taken responsibility for your business. The sooner you do that, the sooner you begin to grow and take off. Okay? Some more key beliefs. Lead by example. Monkey see, monkey do. There's a saying in this business, your team will do about 50% of what you do right and 100% of what you do wrong. Well, you could do everything right and they still won't follow you 100%. But I guarantee you this, you do it wrong and they will really do it wrong. All right? My behaviors affect my team and others around me. You may not think so. People are watching you all the time. You may even think I've got a great excuse why I'm not at the Tuesday night briefing. Listen, here's the end result. As far as your team is concerned, you weren't there. Doesn't matter. All excuses are equal. You weren't there, you weren't there. The message you are sending is, it's not that important. Now, look, if somebody died, I get it, okay? But pretty much anything short of that is just an excuse. Maybe the one short of that would be you got to rush somebody to the hospital. Okay, I get that. But anything short of that is an excuse. Look, it might be the best reason you in your mind, and it might even be legitimate. But here's the thing. To your team, all they see is you weren't there. And what you are communicating is, this is not important. Again, lead by example and set the pace. Nobody in my team has attended as many events as I have. Period. Period. Nobody has a better attendance record than me. That's it. That's my only secret to success in prepaid legal. I just kept showing up, kept showing up, kept showing up, kept showing up. And I was relentless about promoting and not taking excuses. That's it. You just become non-negotiable. And you know what? Some people will get pissed off and quit or whatever, but they weren't going to make it anyhow. I mean, I know that sounds harsh, but look, if you do not build a team of people that are regularly attending, you will never build a big team. That's it. You might sell a bunch of memberships and make a bunch of money here and there, but you will never achieve that large organization growing all across the country with or without you until you 100% sell out on that. Be a constant student. You probably noticed many of you newer people out there, a lot of these people in the front row have taken notes. They're already executive directors, yet they're still taking notes. Why is that? Because they have learned to not trust their minds. Anybody over about 40 has learned to not trust their minds. Hey, I'm over 40. I can say that, okay? Look, do not trust your mind. You might remember a few things out of the day, but if you're not taking notes, you are making a huge error in judgment. Major error in judgment, as Jim Rohn would say. All right? Be a constant student. Successful people engage in behaviors that create and increase emotional enthusiasm. And that's like being here today. Look, there are executive directors here in the front row, you know, making thousands and thousands of dollars a month. They don't need to be here. But why are they here? Well, number one, to set an example, but also to pump themselves up. See, I learned a long time ago, it's nobody else's responsibility to pump me up. I got to pump me up. And if you're spending too much time trying to pump others up, you're wearing out your pumper. Careful, that could be interpreted. Come on, hey now. So, modeling key beliefs will create similar actions. Again, it's not just about copying what people do, but or what they say, but also how they think. Anybody here ever study Tony Robbins? Listen to Tony Robbins? Okay, then you guys already know. It's modeling. And modeling is beyond just the surface. It's also modeling the way somebody thinks. When you can get inside and sub-mind and truly understand how they think, you can begin to think the same way, and you will go on to create similar results. That's just a true fact. Got to have a winning, can-do attitude. If others can do it, I can do it too. That was the thing that drove me more than ever. Even when I wasn't having success, I just kept saying to myself, if these dumb monkeys can do it, I can do it. I'm not pointing at anybody specifically. I'm just saying. You can look through this profiles of success and pick your own. Okay? There are some incredible stories in here. No disrespect to any of them that might be in here, but I'm telling you, if you go through here, you will go, okay, I have no excuse. There's another one. I have no excuse. Really? Again, best belief builder you could ever have too is reading those profiles, those success stories, and being able to share them with other people. Leaders are always in a business building mode. Always thinking, how can I expand my business? How can I grow my business? How can I expand my business? How can I get into another state? How can I find out who are some people they know? I've got friends that, you know, haven't been interested in my business for 10 years, but I'm always trying to figure out how I can get to other people they know. I'm always thinking, how can I build my business? How can I expand my business? See, leaders are not thinking about how many memberships can I go sell. Thinking about how can I grow my business. That's something that my mentor Larry taught me very early on. He says, look, you know, you want to make good money? Okay, go sell a bunch of memberships. You want to make sick money? Think about how can I help a lot of other people. And if you can help other people become self-employed in control of their own life, building their own business, you will be free. You see, I would encourage you all to take a CEO mindset. And here's what I would use as an example. You're the CEO of Starbucks. Are you standing behind the counter making coffee? You may have learned how so that you understand the business. In fact, if you became a brand new CEO today, they would probably put you behind the counter for a while, at least for a day, to kind of learn the operation. And then maybe move up and even make some lattes and be a barista, and right? But you'd go through that pretty quickly. You wouldn't have the mindset of staying there. You might even manage the store for the day. But here's what a CEO is thinking about. How can I open up more stores? How can I open up more stores? Yeah, I know there's already one across the street, but so what? Let's open up another one. How many of you guys have ever been to a Starbucks across the street from another Starbucks? It's crazy. We have them in Oregon. I mean, I could take you three different places in Portland. There's a Starbucks across the street from another Starbucks. And you know what? They're busy. Yeah, exactly. They don't want to cross the street. It's traffic. Have a CEO mindset with your prepaid legal business, and you will always be growing. I'm telling you, if you'll take on that mindset, it will change your business. No just means not right now. I don't ever believe when somebody tells me no. I just believe it's not the right time in their life. I've had too many people in 14 years that told me no that came around eventually. So I know that no does not mean no. It just means they're not ready. Okay? Fortune is always in the follow-up. Always in the follow-up. See, as long as you don't assault people right away, you know, say, well, you're stupid, you don't get it. Look, it just means they don't get it. It's okay. They're not educated enough. You've got time to educate them. Just be nice. Okay? Don't assault them. You can always go back. You can always go back. You can always go back. Keep your foot in the door. Always, always use this phrase. If you want, you can steal this. I stole it from somebody else. Say, do you mind if I keep you informed? Would it be okay if I keep you informed? I understand you're not interested, but it would be okay if I keep you informed. Who doesn't want to stay informed? Somebody wants to be left out. Everybody likes to be informed, right? So if you ask that question, do you mind if I keep you informed? You've said, okay, it's all right. You said no, but do you mind if I keep you informed? It always gives you a little crack in the door open that you can always go back. Hey, just wanted to keep you informed. Hey, I know you told me no last month, but man, I got to tell you, you said I'd keep you informed. Let me tell you what's going on with our company today. It'll always keep that little foot in the door and follow it up. Got to focus and limit your distractions. All right, attitude, more attitude. Got to be mentally tough. You cannot let people throw you off. You got to be mentally tough. And part of that, again, is your laws of association and who you're hanging around with will absolutely help you become more mentally tough because you'll be around the crowd that's mentally tough. All right? You got to be bold. If you're not bold, what are you doing? You're just playing around. You're dipping your toe in the water. Be bold. Go for it. Now, don't be kooky. And some of you know what I'm talking about. Don't be kooky. If you're too kooky, people are not going to want to be around you. They're going to be like, she's kooky. She's in that prepaid legal thing. Now, Gabby, I wasn't pointing you out before, but you did speak up. In boldness, there's greatness. Be consistent. People see you flaking in, flaking out, flaking off, they're never going to join with you. They see you being consistent, being strong, even though they told you no and they're not joining with you, but they see you moving forward, being consistent, eventually you will begin to attract some people because they'll see you're not quitting. This is not just another one of those things that somebody tried. Because you were consistent, they said, wow, maybe this is actually going somewhere. Maybe I should look closer at this. All right? You got to be convinced to yourself because that conviction will come across to other people. Okay? Be positive. Always be positive. How's it going? It's incredible. Incredible nobody showed up at my PBR, but it's incredible. I invited 5 people last night. Incredible nobody showed up, but it's still incredible. Right? Stealing Darnell's stuff. He's going to be here next month. He's going to kill me. Right? Always got to be positive. Again, people are attracted to that. If you're a downer, man, Debbie Downer, come on, you guys see Saturday Night Live, Debbie Downer, just that's who you do not want to be, all right? Just go on YouTube and look up Debbie Downer. You do not want to be Debbie Downer. People do not want to join with you, all right? You want to always be that positive person. Be grateful. Be thankful. You know, it's amazing. We had Mr. Darnell Self in Portland about 2 years ago, and, I mean, here's a gentleman that, you know, I would just about get on my knees and thank him. I mean, he's just an incredible individual. But he actually was thanking us all the time. It's like you get the door for him or grab his bags. Oh, thank you very much. I mean, he's so grateful. It's a quality that is amazing. For somebody who's had that level of success that could totally, you know, sometimes that goes to people's heads. But he is so grateful, and he you'll see when he's here, he is very humble and very thankful for where he's at. And I think, again, if you become that type of person, that people around you see you as that type of a person, they'll, again, become attracted to who you are. And people begin to notice that you're becoming a different person because of who you're hanging around with and who you're associating with in prepaid legal. They will begin to start asking you, what are you doing? Something is different about you. Man, you just have this great attitude, and what's going on in your life? And now you got them, because they asked you, well, look, I need about 15 minutes. Be happy to sit down with you, all right? Be humble, same thing. Be willing to sacrifice. You've got to be willing to sacrifice. Nothing great in life is going to come without any sacrifice. It's just part of the equation. Again, sacrifice. In any area of your life, if you're not willing to sacrifice, can you get ahead? I was talking to some people at the barbecue, and I'm just going to go on a small tangent for just a second. I just ended a 10-day fast as I came here to Utah. And some of you, I ate for the first time at the barbecue last night for the first time in 10 days. But I had eaten. And you can tell I like to eat. All right? And I'll tell you, that was a tough sacrifice. But, and I'm not necessarily recommending this for anybody, but I learned so much in those 10 days of so much just the way we think and habits that we have that we don't even know, things that we do out of habit, and how weak we are sometimes in our mindset. It was an amazing little journey for 10 days. It was nice to end it. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to end it. But I'll tell you what happened on day three. It was probably the hardest day. I was out with some friends, and there was a situation where I wasn't even really thinking about what was going on. We were kind of at this church that was doing a fundraiser, car washes, and so I was, I'll get my car washed and donate some. And they were giving away free hot dogs. So all my friends had hot dogs in their hands, and so I just, in the moment, I wasn't even really thinking about it, and they put a hot dog in my hand. So I'm like, okay, we all got hot dogs, and everybody's doing the mustard. We're just talking, and I'm being distracted. There's like two people talking to me, and I got this hot dog in my hand, and I take a bite. And it wasn't until after I took the bite that I was like, why do I even have this hot dog in my hand? How did this even get here? That how many times we do things, sometimes just out of habit, without even thinking, without being intentional about our day, we're allowing things to just happen to us. And I took that bite, and I was like, what are you guys doing? You guys know I'm doing this fast. Come on. Well, we didn't know you were that serious about it. Like, didn't even think about it. And I threw the rest of it away, or I didn't give it to one of the other guys, or whatever it was. But it was interesting. And of course, from that moment, I had even more clarity and focus about the entire thing. But it made me realize how many times we are just allowing our day to happen to us. We don't think about what we're doing. It just sometimes happens to us, right? Instead of being intentional about it. But I'm telling you, I'm not telling you to go on a 10-day fast, but here's what I would tell you. Go on a 10-day prepaid legal fast. Make some sacrifice in your life. Choose something that you're going to give up for 10 days so that you'll have more time to do prepaid legal. Be willing to sacrifice and make an extra phone call every day for your business. Be willing to cancel some other things on your calendar. Because, again, if you're only waiting for it to have extra time, it may never happen. You've got to get intentional about where you're going with this entire thing. Be willing to serve others. Have a servant's mindset, a servant's mentality. Be willing to go out of your way to help others in your team. Now, I know I said don't go take the information here and go train them for 2 hours, right? So that sometimes that can be confusing, right? There's a way to serve others and help them without doing the wrong behavior. Okay? I want to give you a quick example because I think sometimes, no matter all the other things in the business, sometimes we still need to see the money. Because for some of us, that's what motivates. Got to see the money, right? So I want to give you a quick little example here because everybody thinks it's executive director, executive director, executive director, executive director. And you do want to work towards an executive director. But I want to show you, you don't have to be an executive director to be making full-time income in prepaid legal. You really don't. You want to be striving to go to build your structure and go towards those levels. But what I want to show you here is very quickly, work your way to director, get with your team, and do whatever it takes to build your structure to become a director. But I want to tell you, how to do that. You need to work with your team. I don't want to contradict whatever your team may be teaching you. But I would say focus on climbing the ladder. If you're not focused on going to the next level, what are you focused on? Because that's how you grow. You've got to push yourself towards that next level. And it's not just, you say, no, I don't care about the title. Well, fine, don't care about the title, but care about making more money, to have more freedom, to help more people. So focus on getting to the next level and do what you need to do to get to director at first. Then the game changes a little bit. But I want to show you very quickly how a director, which of course you need to have three managers to be a director, and show you very quickly here. I see in this example, this director has his three managers, and say, one manager team is more mature than the other. So let's say there's 35 memberships in that manager team. All right? Override, $1,200 from that organization. The next director team, next manager team, 25 memberships. Not as mature. Maybe it start, you started that leg afterwards. That one's doing 25. Still got $800 in overrides. The next manager team, only 15 memberships in that team. About $500 in overrides. But here's, I think, the big mistake a lot of people make is they stop right there. Now, you want to strengthen your legs and you want to build your structure to go executive director, but you always want to be working with at least a couple new teams also, in my opinion, because that's what's called the money legs. All right? Those are your open lines. See, this director also has a senior associate leg. And that senior associate, just 10 memberships, almost $700 in overrides. You help another brand new person get started? Watch this. As an associate, they've already gotten Fast Start qualified, and as an associate, just 5 memberships is $500 in overrides. Even if you put another associate below that associate, and then another associate below that associate, and another associate below that associate, and they each doing 5 memberships, that's $500. Even as you're helping build and strengthen that team, the overrides are crazy. Directors, if you're one of the category we call broke director, stop trying to rely on the team you have and go build some more team. Go build a couple open legs. Maybe you need to do 3, but at least do 2. Even if you put 20 people in 2 legs, you're making $100 an override every membership they market. Get with your upline in terms of, you know, again, structure and things like that. But this is how you'll increase your income, because it's up to you, the CEO of your own company, to make sure you're profitable to stay in business so you can grow. All right? And this little example, making over $4,000 in overrides as a director. Now, hopefully you go sign up a few memberships, too. 5 memberships. Let's just say 5, because you want to at least make sure you're in Players Club, right? You made another $1,000 there. Now you've made over $5,000 a month as a director. Could you be full-time on $5,000 a month? You do not need to be executive director, but if you will build like this, you will become an executive director, and you won't be broke on your way there. For me, it motivates me. It motivates me. I'm building new teams right now. You know, I've got 7 legs of that are producing. I've got about 12 director legs right now, director legs. About 7 of those are producing, and on any given month, there's been 6 of those legs have been executive director. I just can't get them all to do it at the same dang time. Otherwise, I'd be platinum 2. Right? But I'm still building new teams. Because I'll tell you what, it's still motivating to work with brand new people when you're making $100 every time. It's like, can you come do my PR? Yeah, when do you all be there tonight? When do you want me to be there? I mean, you go help them sign up 3, 4, 5 people? Are you kidding me? It's huge. Even just the director overrides. If you're an executive director, bam, add a whole bunch more. But I'm telling you, having those at least couple new lines open make a huge difference in your business. All right. Oh, here. Got some volume. I'm going to do a quick little video. Just a short little video here by Mr. Brian Tracy. I'm going to talk to you about some goals. We're going to end up here really working on some goals real quick. But I want you to watch this quick little video. We've got, I don't think you need to turn down the lights, but as long as we got volume. So get out your notepads. This is one you're going to want to take just a couple quick notes on. He'll actually ask you to pull out your notepad, too. So if you don't have a notepad, borrow a piece of paper from somebody next to you, please. This is one of those you do not want to not write something down. Ready? You ready? Okay, here we go.
Now, how about my quick exercise, which is my only take-home or homework exercise for our time together? I want you to take a piece of paper like this and write down 10 goals that you'd like to accomplish in the next 12 months. Write the word goals in today's date at the top of the page. Write down 10 goals you'd like to accomplish, and then ask you...
Write down the 10. I'm not letting you go any further. 12. In the next 12 months. Write down 10 goals you'd like to accomplish in the next 12 months. 10 things you'd like to accomplish. They can be. They don't have to all be huge. I mean, it's a year. It's 1 year. It's probably not make $1 million, okay? I'm going to give you a minute on that before I play it again. Everybody got about at least half of them? Okay. Keep going.
Now, let me give you a quick exercise, which is my only take-home or homework exercise for our time together. I want you to take a piece of paper like this and write down 10 goals that you'd like to accomplish in the next 12 months. Write the word goals in today's date at the top of the page. Write down 10 goals you'd like to accomplish, and then ask yourself this great question. If you could only accomplish one goal on this list, but you could accomplish it within 24 hours, which one goal would have the greatest positive impact on your life? Now, this is a great question because it will usually jump out at you. You say, that's the one. If I had this, that would have more of an impact on my life than anything else. Sometimes it's a financial goal. Sometimes it's a health goal. Sometimes it's a relationship goal. But whatever it is, put a circle around that goal and then turn the page over and write it at the top of the page. Set a deadline on the goal, make a list of everything that you could think of to do to achieve the goal, and then begin working on your list, and here's the kicker, do something every day. Do something every day that moves you one step forward towards your major goal. My promise to you that this exercise, selecting your most important goal, making a plan, and working on it every day, will change your life in ways that you cannot imagine. They say that people begin to become great when they determine their major definite purpose, their number one goal, and work on it every day. It is the secret to becoming a self-made millionaire. It's the secret to great success in life. My promise to you is a week, a month, a year from now, you'll look back and you'll be absolutely staggered at the difference it makes.
All right, so just to kind of help you recap, in any setting any goal, number one, make sure it's written down. Number two, be specific. Number three, make sure you have a time frame. See, he used 12 months as the example. But he also said something you could start working on immediately within 24 hours that would make a difference. Something because it's, again, it's one thing to dream. It's another thing to work on goals. Because the only way you're going to hit a goal a year from now is if you hit the goal this month that's 1/12 of the year. And the only way you're going to hit the goal for the month is if you hit your goal for the week, which is 1/4 of the month. And the only way you're going to hit the goal for the week is if you work on the goal for the day. And it's adding those up that make all the difference in the world, about being consistent more than anything. So have the time frame to it. Develop your plan of action. And don't overthink. The plan will change. Just get started on it. I think that's one thing we've probably all have done in prepaid legal, especially these last few months, is overthinking instead of just going and doing. Because the plan will change. The only thing that's definitely guaranteed in life are two things. Number one is you won't be here forever. And number two, things will change. Are the only two things that you can count on for sure. But be willing to pay the price. and read it to yourself every day. Put it up on your mirror. Write it down a few times. Put it, you know, if you really want to limit your distractions, write down your goals and put them on your TV. I'm telling you, you'll watch less TV. Just even if it's small and it's taped, tape it over where the remote control has to beam in, right? All right, so some measurements for your business. I'm going to wrap up here pretty quick. Measurements for your business in Prepaid Legal that tell you if you're doing the right things. Are you focused on the right activities, the right things to be working on in your Prepaid Legal? So first thing is, do you have a list? Do you have a prospect list? Have you written it down? Not just, oh yeah, I've got, you know, 1,000 contacts in my Gmail account, or I've got, you know, 800 people in my phone. That's not a prospect list. You need to transfer them out of those electronic things, out of your phone book, to a specific prospect list. And once you transfer them to that list, some amazing things begin to happen in your subconscious mind that will change your business. Write down the list. Don't take it for granted that you just have those names. Oh yeah, I got 800 friends on Facebook. Write down their names on the list. Okay? And are you working on it every day? See, that's the other thing about putting it on a separate list, is it gives you something to track and to really take mind of every day. Who am I working on my list? Who am I working on my list? Who am I going to call today? Who am I going to call today? Who am I following up with? Who am I calling today? Who am I working on my list? Oh, I need to forget their name. I need to add their name. You need to be adding to it all the time, working on it constantly, every day. Doing your list is not a one-time thing. Just like you don't take a shower one time, you've got to do it all the time. Do you have 10 in play? What's in play mean? 10 in play means you've exposed them, and they haven't said yes, and they haven't said no. They're in the pipeline. They're in the funnel. They're in the exposure process. They haven't said no, I'm not interested. They haven't said no, I don't want the membership. They haven't said no, they're still in that education pipeline, so to speak. They're in play. Do you have at least 10 of them right now? If I said, pull out your top 10 hot list, would you have it? If you do, you're on the right track. If you don't, you need to put more on. You need to put more in play. And you'll get better at not fooling yourself on this stuff too, because some of you, look at, if it's the same 10 people you've had on the list for like 2 months, it's not the list. Some of you know what I'm talking about. All right? Okay. Do you have a system for following up? Do you have a system for following up? Are you using a tickler file or the 3x5 cards? Or are you using, you know, contact manager? Look, I'm not here to tell you that there's one perfect way. Everybody's a little bit different. But do you have a system for following up? If you don't, talk to your upline. Get a couple different ideas of how you could organize yourself better for following up. There's lots of different tracking sheets. Lots of people use the little 3x5 cards in the box with the days of the month and the months of the year. Some people are really good on the computer and all that stuff. Look, there's not one way. Don't lock yourself in a box that there's only one best way to do this. Everybody's a little bit different and can work differently. So understand that. But here's one thing I will give you about follow-up. How many of you guys would like it if every person you followed up with had asked you to call them back? Would you guys like that? See, I steal this from a friend of mine. It's called the Jedi mind trick. Any Star Wars fans here? Any Star Wars fans? Got a few Star Wars fans. Okay, all right. So you go back to the original Star Wars, right? And you remember when Ben Kenobi and Luke Skywalker are in the Land Cruiser, and they're in the Land Cruiser, and they've got the C-3PO and R2-D2 in the back, and they're on Tatooine, and they're trying to get off, and the stormtroopers are looking for them. You can tell I'm a geek, right? Because I know. Look, my little 5-year-old has watched Star Wars more times than I ever have in my entire life, and so now I know it even better. But here's the deal. Do you remember that scene? That scene right there. The stormtroopers are looking for the droids, and Ben Kenobi waves his hand. He says, these aren't the droids you're looking for. And the stormtrooper, because he's weak-minded, and he was able to get in his mind, he says, these aren't the droids we're looking for. And he waves his hand again. He says, let him pass. Go ahead and let them pass, says the stormtrooper. How many of you guys wish you had that power? Ladies, you especially wish you had that power with your husband, don't you? Here's how you can have that power with your prospect. How cool would that be? Here it is. It's just a few little words. I call Mark, and we have our little chat, and, you know, it's not the right time. And so at the end of the conversation, I say, Mark, when do you want me to call you back? That's it. When do you want me to call you back? And he says, well, call me Monday. I go, great. Morning or afternoon? Afternoon? Well, like 2 or 3?
2. 2?
Okay, Mark, I just want to double check. You want me to call you back at 2 o'clock on Monday. Great. I'm going to write that down on my calendar. Do you write that down on yours? I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Now, here's the key. You got to call him back. 2 o'clock on Monday. See, now, when you're doing that, you got to have your calendar open. You got to have your planner open, making sure you don't agree to some time that you can't do it. Because the whole key in your integrity is that you do it. But now, watch this. Monday, 2 o'clock. Mark, how you doing? Hey, I'm just calling you back like you asked me to. He didn't remember, but I reminded him to remember, right? Calling you back like you asked me to, 2 o'clock on Monday. He's thinking to himself, did I ask? I guess I did. See, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Hey, did you get a chance to watch that website or watch that DVD yet? What do they usually say, guys? Okay. Mark, listen, I totally understand. Life is crazy. We're all real busy. I totally understand. Let him off the hook. He'll like you better. Okay? Let him off the hook. Hey, man, I totally understand. Life is crazy. No problem. Listen, when do you want me to call you back?
Tomorrow, the same time.
Tomorrow? So let me get this right, Mark. You want me to call you back tomorrow, same time, 2 o'clock. I'm writing it in my calendar. Would you remind yourself to write it down? Okay. Tuesday. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Great. I'm just calling you back like you asked me to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to watch that website yet?
Unfortunately, things went crazy.
Oh, wow. You know what, Mark? I totally understand. No problem. Again, life's crazy busy for all of us. Listen, when do you want me to call you back? Thursday morning and evening, what?
About lunchtime,
noon on Thursday. Noon Thursday. All right, let me get this right, Mark. You want me to call you back Thursday at noon? I'm going to write this down on my calendar. Would you write it down on yours? Hey, man, have a fantastic week. I'll talk to you on Thursday. I call him on Thursday. How many of you would agree by the third or fourth time he's just going to feel so guilty that he hasn't done this yet that he'll probably more likely have watched the website? And was I bugging him? No, I called him back when he wanted me to call him back. Now, here's the one bad part. There is a bad part of this. The one little caveat you have to be willing to take out of this is that he might say, well, call me back in 6 months. And you know what? You'll call him back in 6 months. Because he's going to go, gosh darn it, this guy will just not quit on me. And eventually you will make headway in that situation because you will have never appeared to be a pest. You'll have always been friendly, kind, forgiving, and he will be more likely to follow through on that. Does that help anybody?
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. So just remember, watch more Star Wars and you'll get better at prepaid legal. All right. Get in Players Club. You got to get in Players Club. If you're not in Players Club, you're not pushing yourself enough to put you to a level that's going to build your business consistently over time. Push yourself to be in Players Club, not for the car bonus, not for the trip, but for who it will make you, because it will put you at the level of activity that we know it's going to take consistently over time to have success. If you never push yourself to get in Players Club, you're not pushing yourself to build your business to ever get to a point of really having any real momentum. that's why Players Club was invented. The car bonus and the trip are just a side effect to try to incentivize you. But if you really want to do it, see, most of us, when they came out with Players Club, we were already doing it. And that's what they did is they went statistically through the company and they said, okay, what level of activity did it take for all these people to reach this level? And they said, it was that consistently over time. That's why Players Club is so powerful. You guys had a great lineup here at Players Club, by the way. Give yourselves a big hand. I've never seen such a big line for Players Club. That was awesome. I talked about that one already in the last one about always working in a few new legs. And are you doing PBRs in your organization, in your team? If you're not doing PBRs, again, you're not pushing yourself to the level that's ever going to take you beyond perhaps where you're at. You got to push that. Look, most PBRs are failures. Just telling the truth. But the teams that push PBRs, we've had PBRs where 15 people signed up. But the only way you'll ever have a PBR where 15 people sign up is if you push PBRs in your organization and have tons of them that fail, and you'll have some that are incredibly successful. But you've got to be able to accept the numbers and all of that. You've just got to do it. And I've had people that had PBRs that, for all intents and purposes, were absolute flops, failures. Nobody showed up, or one person showed up. But most of those people still fast start qualified. Why? Because of the activity that they did to put on the PBR, even though nobody showed up, because of the activity and the seeds that they had planted, they had lots of people for us to follow up with, and most of them all got fast start qualified in that situation. So it's another reason to always be doing PBRs in your team and make sure people know their structure of what they need to do to go to the next level. You know, if you're a senior associate, you need to have a manager chart that says, okay, here's what I need. I need these pieces of the puzzle to get to that next level. Okay, most of the teams have charts on their websites and things like that. If yours doesn't, you know, you can go to ours or go to somebody else. Most teams already have them. But make sure you know the structure that you need. And communicate daily with people that are doing the deal. Now, there's people in my team I only communicate with once a week. There's people I only communicate with once a month. There's people I only communicate with once a year. But the brand new people who are starting, we communicate daily. And my leaders, we communicate daily. All the other people in between that are just kind of dipping their toes in the water and, you know, spare time, part time, you communicate with them, you know, once or twice a week. But new people, helping them get going, you've got to communicate daily because most of them don't really know what to do. All right. I want to wrap it up here with just a little video. I put some pictures together and really just a lot of it's, you know, people in my team and other executive directors and being on the trip in Cancun and just really, to me, what Pre-Bid Legal has been more than anything is a huge family. I have a pretty good-sized family, but Pre-Bid Legal is really my real family. Because my best friends are in Pre-Bid Legal. The people I hang out with the most are in Pre-Bid Legal, mostly because all my other friends are stuck at work. But also because the people in Pre-Bid Legal think the same way that I do. They're striving for the same goals. They have the same dreams. They have the same mindset. They have the same attitude. And there's something about this group of people that when you embrace it and get around it, it'll change your life. And there are people that are part of my life that are friends from, you know, college or, you know, other acquaintances that I like them and I hang out with them a bit, but I just can't seem to hang out with them too much. Because they just don't have the same mindset. You know, I'm telling you, it'll begin to happen to you. That it's not that you want to get rid of friends, but what'll happen is you'll start to understand that you start thinking differently and you're going somewhere in life and other people are just kind of like this. But it's sometimes very hard to hang around that. And I'll tell you, this is an incredible family here in Pre-Bid Legal. But if you'll embrace it, it can absolutely change your life. And I know that after I play this, we've got a little promo for what's going to go on next month. But I just want to share a few pictures with you if we can, kind of wrap things up. And I think there's some music on here as well. But just a few pictures to share with you, with me and my team and whatnot.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect for when I lost my wound. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. I lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, create a flow and break away from tradition. But when we be out, when it's fully beat out, you wouldn't believe how we wow shit out.
Encourage you guys to never, ever, ever quit. You couldn't hear the last thing I said there, but one of the things my mentor always said, he said, number one, get started. Number two, never quit. Because the only way you'll ever fail in prepaid legal is if you walk out the door. You see, I hit executive director my second year in prepaid legal after doing it part-time, 15 months. 5 months later, I hit executive director. And I've never looked back. Don't get me wrong. I've made great money. I've had an incredible journey in prepaid legal. But I didn't get my $100,000 ring until my ninth year in prepaid legal. I made some good money up to that point, but it wasn't like this kind of money. And part of what happened is I just kept working the business. I kept working the business. I just stayed true to the system. I kept building on the team, and I kept digging down through the team. And I want you to understand that one of my organizations that has 10,000 associates in it is Mr. K.O. Camphilippon. But I did not recruit K.O. In fact, I'll tell you exactly what happened in that organization. My brother was one of the first people I ever recruited in prepaid legal, but he didn't actually do the business till 3 years later. And he did the business for a few years part-time. And the only reason he probably even, eventually came into the business 3 years later was because I had put a couple people under him. We all tend to do that with family. We think it's different. Oh, it'll be different, their family. It's not different. Okay. All right. They can be just as stubborn as anybody else. All right. Well, here's what happened. I had put a person below him whose name was Lori. And Lori never really did the business. But Lori introduced me to her brother, who was a realtor. And again, this is actually going back to 1997, okay, before the big real estate boom. Now, in 1997, he was a struggling residential realtor. And he actually started doing prepaid legal with me and actually became my third director leg that got me to executive director, okay? Now, then his business started to take off because of all the personal development, everything he learned in prepaid legal. If you ask him today, he will tell you he would not have had the success he had in real estate had it not been for prepaid legal because of what he had learned. So he eventually stepped away from the business. But before he had done that, he had introduced me to another realtor who I had gotten in the business, and his name was Doug. And actually, both of them, during the big real estate boom, they were off making literally hundreds of thousands of dollars per year in the real estate boom. So they weren't doing anything with prepaid legal. But every once in a while, they would refer somebody to me because I didn't beat them up about not doing the business. I always remained friends with them. I always would call them up and just say, hey, how you doing? Oh, man, you're having all that success. High five. Congratulations for you. You know, always kept a friendship. So fast forward, there was a point where there was zero activity in that leg. Even my brother had quit. He didn't quit all the way, but he stopped doing the business. So there was months I had zero activity in that organization. And then I bumped into a guy who was also friends with Doug. And because they were friends, I kind of got some instant rapport. And because they were friends, I didn't really need to, but I went ahead and placed this guy below Doug. Okay? Now, this guy was another one of those hot shots, you know, going to tell me how to do the business. You guys ever recruit somebody like that? Right? And you know, he's already successful, and he does some other stuff on the internet. You know, he's a six-figure kind of guy already. So he really wasn't having it for me, although he respected the model, he respected my success, but he was going to do it his way. And so the first 2 months in the business, he went out and recruited seven people. Okay? But here's the deal. Those seven people, nothing. Because he wasn't plugging in, because he was going to do it his way. Like, he's one of those guys that, you know, like 2 weeks in the business already redid the whole PowerPoint. Okay? Just saying. You're going to have some of those, right? And so he recruited some people, but they all tried to be like him. They didn't duplicate. They weren't plugging into the system. And so none of them did anything. I think there might have been one or two memberships. You know, they might have signed up one of their relatives or something like that. But beyond that, really nothing. But there was one person he recruited whose name was Justin Nguyen. And Justin started coming to the meetings and coming to the trainings. And I saw that, you know, there was a little bit of the hunger and the eye of the tiger in Justin. And I said, Justin, you're six levels down from me in a director leg, but I don't care. If you're doing the deal, you're here, then we're working together. And I'm treating you like I sponsored you directly. If you'll keep showing up and keep doing the things that the 10 core, basically, you keep doing that, and I'm with you 100%. And he embraced that and said, okay, you're going to mentor me? All right, I'm going to do this. 10 months later, he's maybe making $1,000 a month. He wasn't happy. He was a little frustrated. He didn't feel it was going as well as it should. You know, don't we all feel like that? Right? It's never going as well as it should. You got to learn to have patience in this business. He was almost all like on the door of quitting. And he had an appointment in a mortgage office. He'd been to a networking group, and he met Tony Capistrano. And Tony Capistrano said, I'm not really interested, but, you know, you call this KO guy in our office. He it's his office, and you can come. I'm sure he'll let you come present the benefit. And so Justin tells me, well, we have this group appointment. And I'm like, group appointment, mortgage office, how many people are going to be there? Oh, like four or five. So I actually called one of my other executive directors, who you saw on the screen, Steve Mobley, the one who won the Mercedes. And Steve, it was the end of the month, so Steve was hungrier, and he likes doing group. So I said, Steve, why don't you help Justin go do this group? So I didn't even go do the appointment. And Steve calls me and says, look, we signed up five people, and the broker wants to become an associate too. I said, let me talk to Justin real quick. I said, Justin, schedule me an appointment with that guy as soon as possible. And 2 weeks later, I sit down with KFM Philippon and showed him the compensation plan. And still, for the next 3 weeks, he didn't really do anything. Right up until his fast start qualification, basically. He fast start qualified like the day of, right? And then after he got fast start qualified and he got his first check, it was over. Brian Carruthers was coming in town the next month. And before Brian Carruthers even got there, he had over 30 people in his organization and had achieved the director level. And the next month, that team recruited 100 people. And the next month, they recruited 200 people. And by the end of the year, they had recruited over 2,000 people in that organization, from an organization that was basically dead 8 years later. A guy knew a guy knew a guy. And one of my best friends is, actually, I didn't even mention his name, one of my fraternity brothers is in there somewhere in that genealogy. And he had dropped his membership about 5 years ago. Don't ever, ever quit, because you don't know who they know and what will happen in your business. And that is kind of the rest of the story. And I could go on and on and on with my whole team. I know I'm over time already. I hope you guys had a great day. We're going to go to Iggy's and watch the game. We've got a quick little preview. All right? Oh, all right.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Awesome. Hey, everybody got good notes? You know what? For me, this is the second time I got to hear this gentleman teach and train, and I'm telling you, it gets better every time. We want to thank you very much. And as a thanks here from the people here in Utah, we got you some movie tickets. You can take your family out and have some great stuff.
Go to the movies! All right.
Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Let me cue that up.
Yeah. Now, as most of you know, most of the state leadership, in fact, let me rephrase that, all the state leadership will be in Dallas at the end of this next week, but we're going to have a few events going on during the week. So I know in Orem, we are having a briefing on Tuesday night, normal time, everything the same.
It's not always there. In fact, it's probably a no-go, but I'll know by the end of the day.
Okay, we'll have it posted by the end of the day. I'm assuming down in St. George? No. So... okay, so on Tuesday we're going to have a luncheon here in the Salt Lake Marketplace, normal place, normal time, and we're going to have a briefing Tuesday night in Orem, so everybody come to Orem Tuesday night before you head out. Wednesday we normally have a briefing right here in this room, and Thursday we normally have training right here in this room. This week it will not happen, okay? So don't show up going, hey, they didn't tell me. Make sure that your team knows as well, because everybody's going there. Because that's where we're going to come back on fire, ready to rock and roll. Do not miss that. I don't care what you got to do. If you have to hitchhike to Dallas, it will be worth the time you spend there. Trust me on that. If just a few things that I've heard about this are even close to true, we're done, guys. We're done. This business is going to just take off on its own. So, I've plugged that hard enough. Does that make sense, everybody? Okay. I mean, the cat's out of the bag. There's not a whole lot that you guys don't already know. We had the gentleman that's going to be here this next month come to Utah 3 years ago now? 4 years ago now? It was four. Oh, yeah, that's right. The date again? September 14th of 2007. So almost exactly 4 years later. Obviously, you've seen what it's been able to do for one young man in our business within his second year making a six-figure income. This guy is awesome. I know I got to spend some time down in Punta Cana with him a couple of years ago. I've spent time different places with this guy, and he is as genuinely grateful and enjoys being around people as anybody I have ever met. Now, understand, he makes a very comfortable $900,000 a year. Now, Brian gives him a bad time when I got a chance to hang out with both of them. He says, you know, if you were doing the right things, you could actually get over a million. But it was hilarious. This guy is awesome. And we are fortunate that we're going to get to have him back here in the state of Utah. But he's going to bring a friend with him. Now, this guy is relatively poor in that category. He only makes $500,000 to $600,000 a year. So those of you who are able to go to the Team Renew event down in Arizona, what, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, got to hear this guy speak there. And let me tell you what, he rocked the house. It was worth the 2 days for that 2 hours that he spent on stage talking to us. Mr. Michael Humes is going to be here with Mr. Self. I'm just kind of hoping we can get this queued up. It's good? All right. So let me just turn the time over to the screen real quick, and then we'll go from there.
Welcome to the home of Darnell and Tracy Self here in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Come on in, join us. We both worked at a mall here in the D.C. area, and she walked by the mall one day and said, well, that guy's cute, let me go in there and see if I can get a job.
That's a true story. And I got the job, and I got the man.
Yeah, so we worked together, we were friends for a while, and we got married in 1994, July 30th, 1994. That'd be good, isn't it?
Our oldest son is Rayvon, and he's 14, and he's a freshman in high school, and he is one of the nicest, not just children, but one of the nicest people I know. He's so kind-hearted, he's quiet, he's to himself, of course he likes the video games and his art, but he's just I just pride myself on that because he's just such a kind young man.
He's a very competitive child, and he's definitely shown leadership qualities, does well in school, and we're proud of him on the honor roll. Makai is adorable. I mean, he wants to hug you, and he wants to kiss on you. He loves following his other brothers, his older brothers. And then there's Milan's little princess, and she knows it. She will tell you, I am a princess.
She's taking over my house. She runs the show. She does.
That's Milan Marie Self, superstar.
She's two, but she tells her brothers what to do, and they pretty much listen to her.
Yeah. And if not, she'll beat them up. That's how it goes. Yeah. Wow. And that's the greatest.
One of my favorite parts of this business is being able to spend time with my children. When they get home from school, I'm here. I can take them to school in the morning, and we get to take such fun classes together. My daughter's dance class, she's too young to take dance class, but the class she's in is called Mommy and Me. So you cannot take this class unless you're with a parent. So I think it's just incredible to be able to take that class on a Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Kids probably won't remember a lot of material things. I've forgotten some of the toys that my parents bought me. I'll never forget certain times, certain experiences. Again, it's the quality of time. And a lot of folks say, man, you're never home. But I'm home in odd times. I'm home in the middle of the day. So that when I go to see Malik sparring and Kong Fu, I'm not only dad, but typically the only parent there when he spars at 4 o'clock because people are just getting off.
To have the hectic schedule that we have with the taekwondo and the kung fu and the dance, they start gymnastics on Monday, it's not a hassle to me. I enjoy doing it, and I hope that they, when they get older, they can appreciate all the things they get to do because of this business.
Well, you know, one great thing about this business is that we have an opportunity to work with people that we like, people that are like-minded, and we can pick up the phone and give them a call. I'm typically home in the middle of the day, and so we had the opportunity, of course, to go visit some of our six-figure ring earners that are just here locally. Of course, I'm going to get to everybody's house. All right, here we are at Mr. Michael Hughes' house, millionaire club member, $250,000 ring earner, ex-postal worker. Here's his Lincoln Navigator. Of course, he's got his license plate here that says job free. Let's see if he's in the house here. Hey! What's going on, sir? When he used to come to the presentation, he had his poster uniform on. I mean, he wasn't happy. The ego on his chest wasn't happy. It was a funny situation. But you wouldn't have picked him out and said, now, here's a guy that don't make $1 million in prepaid legal, but he has. Well, guys, let's see if Lolita Harrison's home and her husband's here.
Obviously, you guys can see what's going on here. He's got multiple ring earners. We got Mr. Humes coming with him. This thing's about 20 minutes long, I think, and y'all probably want to go do something different for the rest of the day. You got people to contact to get them there. It's up on the website, so you can check it all out right there. Now, obviously, when we have a superstar like this coming into town, we have a lot more people want to show up and want to participate in getting to the little nuggets that he's going to share with us. But this is going to be kind of unique this time because we are going to be in Dallas. We're going to learn all of the new up-and-coming, all the stuff going on. And anybody who's ever been to a convention and seen this gentleman from stage know that he has all the charisma to make it great. But he's going to have and kind of go over, I don't know if he's going to go over everything. He's just going to start sharing what his experience has been with this brand new 40-year-old company. I mean, brand new 40-year-old company. And this gentleman, who's already made close to $1 million a year with it, is going to share his insights on where this thing is going to rock and roll to. We have a limited number of tickets. A very limited number of tickets, actually. This building will only hold about 500 people. Mr. Hall, before he left, he said, okay, listen, we're going to do this. We're going to do this one time today. Then the rest of the tickets that we don't market here for us are going to go out to neighboring states and areas, so because we have a lot of people wanting to come to see Mr. Self. I mean, I know some of the leadership went down to Vegas just a couple of months ago to see some people down there. So the same deal will hold true. You get five of them for the price of four. Now, it's really important that you're going to be here, but think about what you're going to feel like after next week, after you experience what's going on in Dallas. You're going to want to have at least four more people, not only because of the way you're going to be, you're going to come back from there with your hair on fire, but you're going to come back from there with the knowledge that we're going to have Mr. Darnell Self right here in just a few weeks after that. So, five for the price of four. Get them today. After today, they probably... Let me rephrase it. They will not be available here in this marketplace anymore. So get yours for you, but make sure that you get one for the other four people you plan on bringing back with you. Because some of your team isn't here today, and you know they should be. And after what you're going to see in Dallas, you're going to make sure that they are here next month. October 8th. And we will start at 10 o'clock. All right? Guys, from here, we're going over to Iggy's to hang out, have some lunch. Get your tickets. They're outside in the foyer. Have a great day.
One, two, three, four.